Hey guys, check out this mashup today. We actually found some clips on YouTube and throughout the internet that we thought that contained a tremendous amount of value. We wanted to make sure you heard it. Hopefully it helps. For more of these video clips, go to YouTube and search these people's names for more of their content. 111, 110.
I hear that I'm over 40, I'm pushing 50, whatever. Bring it. Back off, negative. Not happening. In fact, I'm stepping it up. I'm training harder, eating cleaner. I'm training more. I'm learning and reading and studying more now than I ever have in my whole life. Do I get dinged up? Of course I do. You know what? No factor. No factor. Deal with them. You know what? You know what I hear? I hear the clock ticking. That's what I hear. And the end is nigh, and time waits for no man. And you young guns out there, 18 years old, 20 years old, 24 years old. Listen, life goes by, and it goes by quick. Don't waste those years. Don't waste them. Live them. I know that you don't think you're going to live to be 30, much less 40, but you are and you will. And the earlier you get in the game, the better life you're going to have. Healthier, wealthier, stronger, smarter, better. Better. And if you're an old man like me, and you haven't gotten on track yet, get on track. Get on it now. Here's the deal. No complacency. No complacency, no backing off. No slack whatsoever. Fight. Fight that ticking clock with everything you got. So, at the end of a hard day, put your head down with ease. Satisfied.
Success, guys, is a very, very lonely road, man. And along that road, you're not gonna see too many friends. You're gonna see your shadow most often. See, the thing is, for many people, they've tried the same path you're on, and they failed. You don't burn out mentally, because you always burn out physically. You gotta trust in the heart of hearts. Inside, what you're doing, what you believe in, is a worthy cause, a winnable fight. If you allow it to sit, it will grow roots and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. The champions, guys, it's not their potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up. What I'm saying is the character of who you are. It's not the title that makes you, it's not the success that makes you. The character defines the success, defines the fame, and it starts right there. It's how you look at something, if your name's attached to it, that you do it right, the best of your ability, every single time. Championships aren't won in the theater of the arena. They're won in the thousands of hours in the training room, in the labs, in the 5 a.m. runs, and when it's raining, when everyone else is sleeping, that's when it's won. The heart of a champion is a light switch that's always on. It doesn't go on and off when someone's watching. It's constant. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. I love fear. The reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be. You face your fears, you become the person you want to be. You run from your fears, you're not living. You're alive, but you're not taking it to freedom. if you face your fears, guys, fear is destroyed. It comes back in its confidence. What else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? Where am I running from? I don't need to. What else can I overcome? When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been. It begins right now with no one looking at it. The difference between a winner and a loser is just the winner gets back up and does it again. It does it again until it goes his way. Sacrificing today for tomorrow's betterment. Something in the near future, relative future, that gives value to today. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you tried, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? You've hit the wall someplace. You've looked in the mirror too many times and haven't smiled. You want to change the situation. Move from where you are. And you do it right. The best of your ability every single time. That's the same person who has his hand raised on the podium one day. Because it's hard. It's an uphill battle. Is a path less taken. That's what creates a champion.
When you come to a crossroad and run into the winner and the quitter in you, listen to the winner. The quitter will never take you down the road you want to travel. I believe we all have a winner in us. Sometimes we've just been hanging around with losers for far too long. Develop the mindset of a winner. The truth is, most people give up on their dream. Most people give up on their dream to live the average life, the easy life. But it really doesn't matter what most people do. What do you do? Because you are different. You will never give up on your dream. You will not listen to the average. You will always, I mean always, listen to the winner in you. Believe in yourself when no one else does. Believe in yourself when you have no reason to believe. And you will never quit. I know some of you are going through a rough time. Some of you are going into the fight of your life. Fighting for your future, fighting for your career, fighting for your family. Some of you are fighting for your life. And I am telling you, do not quit. Do not give in. I know life can be tough. I know life can wear you down, but if you just stick it out, even if you don't get the result, you will find the character you showed will be your reward. The fighting spirit you develop will be the reward. And it will serve you well for the rest of your life. Fight for what you want now, or fight against what you don't want later. You choose.
Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare settle. Don't you dare back down. Not today or any other day. When the tough moments come, never forget you are in that moment writing your legacy. In that tough moment, you are setting the standard for your character. Do you have the character? You do.
Fight for what you want now, or fight against what you don't want later. You choose. Fight for what you want now, or fight against what you don't want later. You choose. When you come to a crossroad and run into the winner and the quitter in you, listen to the winner. When you make a commitment to yourself, you make sure you see it through. Never, ever quit.
Hey guys, don't forget, April 23rd through the 28th, 2023, we'll be in Nashville, Tennessee for the second Street Cop Training Conference. You do not want to miss out on that. So far, we have some real big headliners on there. It'll be 5 days of transforming training in Nashville, Tennessee.